Blog Talk Radio.
We got a 606 with us. What's good? Who this?
It's Kyle, man. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Shit, chilling, playing traps like usual. Smoking a cigarette, as usual.
What?
Anything you want to hear, man?
Yeah, this is a new technology on hard with Murph.
Wait, what happened?
The new techno song with Murph's hard.
Okay, yeah, hard featuring Muzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. Let me get down to it. Just trying to find the track. There we go.
Strange music. I know y'all see that. Y'all saw that Forbes list 2 years in a row, nigga, don't play. And we still doing it. Harder than most of you motherfuckers out there, y'all know it. I'm about to show you right here. Check it out.
I've been reppin' heavy to all you tardy cats. While you getting over with your piss and party raps. When smoking hella enough to bring Bob Marley back. I still kill him all, but I gotta shake him like, what a party, yeah. Let up your dresses, confess it, tech is impressive. His message, effort, stretches from Zacatecas to Texas. I'm excessive with blessings when I press it, messes make messes. That's where the sex is at breakfast. Yes, the blessings, you have it. I rhyme the foes without counter flows. Time for the nine, because I'm the chosen. Never gotta be foolish to get the dough. Like a lot of you acting up on TV to get a hold. You don't wanna have to fight on my card. I got that type of chopping that should be barred. I'm gonna shoot beyond the stars and try and disregard. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
Moonstricken. Yeah, they think I'm crazy when they ask me how I rap so quick, I say poon licking. Don't play my shit, you'll have everyone in the room bitching. Doom dipping, you got rubbish, and now my tune's kicking. Folks go, 7 years a hoe. Knocking them down with me, 99 beers to go. Checking around, 50 mixed to lose and cheers to slow. Motherfuckers who never loved us simply cause they fear the flow.
Spit lyrics to get vicious, rippers to get the pit. This just and get whipped, hit the trick with this pistol grip. Bitch, this is the fifth. If the fish is his, it's sniffing the bit. Sniffing this,
wait, what was I saying?
My shit is hard. Constipated, they wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest, look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Constipated, they wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest, look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
Just wear your coat if you enter the rain. $2 haters, yeah, I'ma be your vendor for change. Tender of pain to your lady, I'ma lend her the thing. And she gon' take it from me, the newest member of Strange.
Get assassinated, castles all crumble. Forever lives the legend of a poet who was humble. Words to live by, now I die by. Strange code about to kill this verse. They call me Merce, if you ain't know. I don't rap fast, I'ma lead that up to taking them. Zest Burns, Chris, Rich, Wreck, and the rest of them. Zero estrogen, my heart it only pumps lava. DNA is black mamba with a little chupacabra. I'm a monster, I'm a problem, I'm a motherfucking beast. I'm a red-nosed pit off the motherfucking leash. I'm a living fucking legend, man. The rest of y'all just walking dead. Pharaoh with an arrow, call me Daryl, taking off my
head. My shit is hard. Constipated, they wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest, look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
It's getting to the point where I don't even want to work with rappers no more, man. All these years trying to get them all to sing. Now I just want to do what I've been doing, just make music for my technicians to bang. You know what I'm sizzling? Bang. 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 We're gonna bang.
And we are back. And we got the 786. Who's calling out of Florida?
No, I still Tyler. I had a call from a text plus number. Mother from dad.
What's going on, Angel? And I see the baby played that track. Kyler decided to hang up. The one, not surprised. I don't know. See, like when people request a track, we play it, they hang up.
It's Kyler.
Yeah, Kyler. He tunes it from time to time.
No, I'm Kyler. I call him a different number.
Oh, okay. Wait, why do you have two numbers?
I was using my brother's phone. Your dad.
Oh, wait, you're in Kentucky, so why does it have a Florida area code?
I'm using a text plus because my phone is expired.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. Yeah, it's a dope track. I mean, I'm not that big a fan of MERS, though. But let's see. I think next we should go into some motherfucking scum. Just for the fact dude's dope as all hell. And I think we'll go into Ghetto G. What's going on, man?
Boyaka, boyaka!
Great, now we got Rey Mysterio up on here. Well, a ghetto American version of fucking Rey Mysterio.
See?
Yeah, well, guess what, man? We have an old caller back up on here. We got Kyler.
Fuck that guy.
And then we got Boogeyman.
What's going on, Kyler? Boogeyman. Like fucking Beetlejuice.
What up?
Are you awake today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they let me off work early, so I'm not tired at all.
And where do you work at?
A sub shop.
A sub shop, as in speakers or sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Are you working Subway?
No, I work at Zero's.
The fuck is a Zeros?
Never heard of it.
It's like a Subway, but different.
I've heard of Quiznos.
Kind of like that.
Although, I don't ever eat there because it's gross.
Yeah, I prefer Blimpy.
And I don't like my sandwiches toasted.
Dude, how do you not like your sandwiches toasted?
Simple. I go to Subway and don't get toasted bread.
No, not. I didn't ask how you get them not toasted. I said, how do you not like them toasted?
I don't know, man. I just don't.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. I just go to Blimpy.
Yeah. That's also his nickname.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, at least Blimpy's isn't controlled by Michelle Obama, like fucking Subway.
Man, everything is controlled by Michelle Obama, even the
yeah,
Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Don't you know she's everywhere? She's like dog shit.
Yeah, except dog shit. You can easily just fucking Robot, you just wipe off your shoes. That bitch stays with you.
Well, it's the same thing. All you gotta do is cap her in the face.
That could probably work out too.
Or however they killed gremlins.
How do they kill gremlins?
That's what happens. That's what happens to your Mogwai whenever you get it wet after midnight. There's somebody else talking.
Well, now we got a 216. 216, what's going on?
What's up? What's up? It's the demon.
Oh God!
Oh God! Not this guy. I thought I finally got rid of him.
You got another number?
This is a different number now. Now, the first person that called in was Kyler, who hung up his Kentucky
Kyler,
number.
Kyler, where the fuck did you go?
He left. Must have ran out of minutes on his Florida number.
By the way, OG, go Mimi War.
No, you need to get a life. My God, man, 90 comments later.
Yeah, man, fucking, I mean, holy shit. Even I had to fucking stop the damn fucking notifications, and it was my post.
That's when you know you have won.
You're welcome.
Man, the only thing wrong with that picture is the damn apostrophe thing's the wrong way. Fucking morons. They want to be intelligent and shit, but they can't even get that right.
Whoa, 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 you know it.
Oh, man, there must be some Zack Ryder photos now.
Don't worry, I ain't going to say the B word. Don't worry.
Yeah, because I'd boot you off the show if you did.
Nah, man, see, there's ways around it. You could say, broski.
No. Definitely not.
Because that's technically not the word.
Still sounds fucking retarded.
Have it quit being a lemon.
Man, I'm a rosebud.
No, you're fucking lemon to everything. Besides that homosexual.
Yeah, well, then again, so are you. Towards fucking, that was his name. Roman Reigns.
It's because that guy sucks.
Oh, so does fucking Zack Ryder. Why do you think they don't have him on anymore?
Zack Ryder was over years ago, but yet they didn't do anything with him.
They still ain't doing nothing with him. Shoot, and I heard Jericho's coming back.
Oh, God, no.
That's the last thing we need.
Again?
So who's he coming back to put over now?
I got to check my sources.
All right, so you got to check yourself, Michael Cole.
Oh, don't even get me started on this freaking theme. That's just retarded.
His what?
Wrestling theme.
He has a theme?
Yeah.
And that is?
Hold on 1 second.
He's gotta find it. Which means it doesn't exist.
Remember when they used to make him wrestle in Triple H's gear and shit?
Hell yeah. If Jericho is coming back, he better not put over fucking Bo Dallas. Put over fucking somebody good.
What the fuck is that?
That's not it.
That's a little out there.
That's it.
Is that the same thing?
Can't wait to embrace the day. I take my coffee by the pool. I tap my picket fence and gaze across my...
Are you serious?
And every time my life be this good. I thought the Rob Baxel theme was bad.
It's in my gated neighborhood. I'm swinging in my tent.
Alright, you can stop at any time.
Okay, let's make it short.
I don't remember that. And thank
God. I know it was something else. It was I quote, and I quote.
Oh no, not that shit. Damn it, Hornswoggle.
Here, the Rise of Sensor thing was better.
Make me mute you.
It's done.
And then send you back down to hell with Satan, so that way he can fucking torture you for playing that stupid shit.
I ain't gonna play it no more, don't worry.
Good.
It's all
jeez.
Good.
Havoc's in a pissy mood tonight.
No. Michael Cole's theme just annoyed the fuck out of me. Even though I don't remember that being his theme ever.
Just blame the boogeyman.
And I'm coming to get you.
So I just blame the demon for bringing it up and playing it.
Thank you.
My fault.
You see that man? You made him angry, and you won't like him when he's angry.
And I think we need something better to play. And no, Angel, it's not going to be beast mode because I took that off the soundboard.
No problem. It's all good.
Yeah, man, you can't keep pissing them off, Angel.
Yeah, no more fucking hopping for you.
You're already on, like, your fifth strike.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mainly because of the fact, mainly because all you did to kill all four strikes was request Hobson.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
But at least we know now, Ghetto, if you post a meme, it'll start a war.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, then he ended up with Zack Ryder.
Well, what do you want him to end it with?
I don't know. Go with somebody good, like Randy Orton, or maybe for fucking John. I don't know how Paige, John Cena.
Oh, well, I mean, I could have ended it with RKO yourself.
That would have worked out better.
Okay, I'm just going to end it with a nut up to dust.
You're going to end it off with a what?
The song.
So what the hell was that shit that they posted up about Bray Wyatt talking about he's back on his medication?
Wait, he's on medication?
Like, I guess they might be referring to, him speaking in, like, tongues on SmackDown. but I have no idea. or if it's even true, but apparently he's back on his medication, if anybody cared.
I didn't even know he was on medication in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if it's true, he's on medication.
How the fuck did you find this out?
I don't know, it was posted somewhere. Somewhere in my news feed. I didn't post it, though. Somebody else posted it. You know, scrolling through, I see it.
So what did they do? Give him a fucking mask like fucking Eric Rowan?
He used to wear a mask.
Yeah, then he got rid of it for some odd reason.
Because he was tired of being Cody Rhodes. I don't know.
Sure.
Because he was tired of being Cody Rhodes, really?
No, I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, that's what Cody Rhodes used to wear.
Yeah, because he got injured, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you know, he wore it, you know, 7 years later after his nose was fixed and shit.
Oh, yeah. somebody would only injure him again, so that way he goes away for good.
Well,
and his Goldust, you know, Goldust isn't relevant anymore.
Did you just say take out Goldust?
No, I was gonna take out fucking Cody Rhodes.
Whatever happened to Ted, though? Ted DiBiase.
He quit, man. He left.
He died. For good.
He left, man. Did you see his farewell video? Jeez.
Yeah,
I wish
it
had been back Madison Ryan.
About who?
Madison Ryan is in NXT right now. They need to bring him back to the main roster.
Madison Ryan is...
Batista.
He's hiding.
Yeah. As Batista.
Yeah.
That will be a good fight, Batista versus Myers.
Wait.
That's something I've been wanting to see.
Wait. It's funny because of the fact at one NXT I was watching, they kept calling fucking Mason Ryan Batista, and then when fucking Brodus Clay came out by himself, they started calling Brodus Clay Batista.
Yeah, commentary on that show isn't very good.
No, I'm not talking about the commentary. I'm talking about the fucking fans.
Well, then again, you got to understand, those people don't know a damn thing. I mean, for fuck's sake, they dance to that Emma shit.
Yeah, man. Because they fucking, Bruce Clay fucking powerbombed Xavier Wood. And the fans just started calling him fucking Batista.
Yeah, that's strictly PG over there.
I mean, I don't know what their obsession is with fucking other people trying to beat Batista, but,
Well, look what they do with Ryback. The fans be calling him Goldberg.
Goldberg.
What's next? I'm supposed to call him Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert. There you go.
By the way, Berkeley has a horrible theme nowadays.
Are you the one that sent me that? Or did I find it?
I think I sent that to you.
I heard that new one, man. It's all with, like, auto-tune and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the fucking theme he comes out to
now.
I think
he should have just stuck with, like, that first theme he had, the one that, like, made him look like a badass a little bit.
Yeah, rip it up.
The one in NXT, when he was in NXT, you talking about that theme?
Yeah, whatever he first came in with, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he used to be a real badass.
You know, when he was actually a decent wrestler.
That one? Would that be the one, Ghetto G?
Man, I don't know. It was like a heavy type track. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember it's been that long.
Like whenever he came in with like Del Rio and shit.
I know the thing you're talking about. I just don't remember it exactly. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one he should use.
But, yeah, that'd be ripping up.
But the whole Funkasaurus thing they brought him back with, they completely killed him.
Hey, that's the truth.
Too bad they couldn't use Tyler Rex in Raw's play. That would have been a good combo.
Yeah, well, he failed in every business.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever happened to that guy that passed it tough enough? I know he got released for some shit.
Oh, that's right. They were like, yeah, go ahead. You can make it. Nah, fuck you. You're out.
Hey, which person are we talking about now?
The one from Tough Enough that he got released.
Oh, Maven. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about that newer guy, Andy.
And Andy didn't even make it to his first day of Raw before being released.
That's
what
I'm saying. They signed him, made him go through all that shit or whatever, and they brought him on Raw. You know, slapped him, gave him a stunner.
I know they had somebody from the indie circuit in there. I just forgot who.
Man, you really have a certain people that come in through the fucking indies. I mean, come on, look at CM Punk. Look at
Seth Rollins.
Don't you know you got to be able to dance to make it in the WWE?
Apparently.
Or you got to be tall and buff, too. Don't forget about that.
Well, that's what you got to be to, you know, get titles and shit. But if you actually just want to make it in a business, you got to have some stupid dancing gimmick. If you ain't got that, you ain't getting nowhere, man.
Hell no, man.
Tell me about it. I understand where the truth will set you free.
So there you go, Angel, man. Make up a dancing gimmick, man. You'll be in the WWE someday.
Yeah, man. Just use the wobble.
No, don't use the wobble because that's absolutely terrible.
Welcome back there, Boogeyman.
What up?
I didn't know you left until now.
The Boogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming to get you.
Yeah, I don't
What's
know
up,
what
Boogie?
Happened with my phone.
You might be the Boogeyman if you smack yourself in the head with an alarm clock.
It might be. I don't
know.
And
eat worms.
I don't know.
Are
I think my phone.
Face off?
Your phone? What?
My phone was just like, fuck these guys and just shut off.
That's not very nice of your phone.
That's a lot of negativity coming from your cellular device.
It is a lot of negativity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck, so I found out there's a show tomorrow that I didn't know about until about an hour ago.
What show is that?
Cesscrew.
Cesscrew? Where's that at?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah, you going?
I don't know. I didn't know it until about an hour ago.
Still got plenty of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just sucks I don't get paid until Tuesday.
I won that cake.
You want
Sorry.
That cake?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't either.
You want some cake?
I'm not. I'm watching the JFC, so don't mind me.
What's that got to do with cake?
Yeah, right.
Somebody had a wedding that showed a picture of a cake.
Isn't that Riddle Box cake?
I saw that cake.
Was that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
Yeah. That black chick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we all seen that picture.
Yep.
Yeah, we have.
It was a nice kick. I give it that way.
It was. It was a good kick.
Oh, that little, I want some freaking leche.
Did you just say you want some milk?
Yeah.
I thought he said he wanted a lemon.
I thought he said he wanted milk. He said leche.
Sorry. Sonic said he was going to ask, so are you serious?
Could have sworn he said.
Yeah, someone gave me some boyaka, boyaka.
619,
619.
Hey, hey.
Damn it,
Fat
Albert, you need to relax.
Dude, I'm hungry as fuck. I think I'm gonna go up to my work. I think they're open until like 2.
What the fuck?
You,
yo,
okay,
you
make
gotta...
sure you get me some cake.
You don't even know what time your work's open till?
I've never had to work until. Well, there's a bar right behind it, and they serve the bar. So, it should be open till 2, right?
I don't know.
It should be. Well, let's go find out.
I'm thinking about it.
Yo, he's the motherfucker that I know who, the minute he gets off of work, he wants to go back to work to order.
Dude, I've already gone up there for food once today.
Well, they must really love you.
I wouldn't even do that in my own work.
I mean,
not
shit,
only do
would...
you work for them, you also buy from them.
Yeah.
Shit, I get like half off. I get like a whole foot-long sandwich for like $3.
How much are they normally?
Like $7.50.
Damn, I'm definitely not going there. Subway's cheaper.
Damn.
It is.
I better
cheap.
Go. I won't even spend that much on the sub. I better go to a buffet. All you can eat.
Why don't you go get you a sub then, man? What you waiting for?
I'm contemplating. I need to check my wallet.
And you work there, just find $3 and shit. If you got to, go rob a fucking hobo.
Did you say go rob a hobo?
Oh, I got 5.
Now tell me, what is that gonna do?
Man, I'm sure a fucking hobo has about $3 usually.
You want a bag of cans and some old clothes? Like,
well, there he goes, man. If he robs a hobo of his cans, he can bring the cans to the fucking, or wherever the hell he has to go to fucking take them back to get money for, and there's his money for a sandwich.
He gotta go back to Kelly.
Here's the problem with that, Havoc. It's midnight. I don't think any cam places are open.
After midnight.
And it's only 11:38. You probably have time.
That's okay. I found $5 in my wallet.
Well, somebody call his mama.
Somebody call my mom.
Yeah, right, man. I'm going to go do this.
Go get your sandwich, John.
Yeah, man.
I will be back.
Bring me something back.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a soda.
I'll see what I can do.
See what you can do? What kind of answer is that? You see if I let you back in the house.
Come on, buddy. You can't leave us hanging.
Yeah, I'll just send it through my phone.
Sure.
Okie dokie.
But did he just call me R. Kelly?
I think he did.
Okey-doke.
He did.
I have no idea why he called me that.
Yeah, man, I didn't realize that you pissed on little kids.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was pissing on little girls right now.
Fuck. I wonder if my discount
works. By the way, yo, you guys heard what happened between T.I. Mayweather?
say T.I.?
And yeah, and Floyd Money and Mayweather.
What the fuck do they got to do with each other?
And apparently,
well,
they got in a fight.
They got in a fight. About what?
Yeah. With Tiny.
With who?
Tiny.
What the fuck
some
is
bitch
Tiny?
Named Tiny.
Tiny Toons.
So, okay, so they got in a fight over Tiny Toons then?
I don't
no,
understand
Tiny,
that.
His girlfriend, Tiny. T.I.'s girlfriend.
T.I. dates Tiny.
Yeah.
Who the fuck,
when
is
the fuck
Tiny?
Did that happen? I thought she was a lesbian.
She just might be.
I don't know. I don't know where this story's going because I don't know these people. I know T.I. and Mayweather. So T.I. is dating some person named Tiny. And Mayweather used to date Tiny. Or what's the deal?
And
what?
I sent you a little link in your inbox. Check it.
God damn it. I don't want to check my inbox.
Why couldn't you just tell us the story?
Yeah, man. Why couldn't you just tell us?
Well, I'm listening. Okay. Well, okay, I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. Okay, Mayweather and Tiny were hanging out at a bar, and the next thing T.I. flipped out, and next thing those guys got into a fight.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, wait, wait,
so
wait.
Next thing now 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
Yeah,
where'd he
so
come into play at?
Yeah, right.
Did he get shot again?
That's why I said check the link.
Yeah, for some odd reason, he sent me a link to the 50 Cent's page.
What the hell?
This is right here. 50 Cent delivers a stern warning to his friend, Floyd Mayweather, about messing with T.I.
Oh, dude, I saw that shit.
Why the fuck? Why do we give a fuck? Just let them knock each other out. And it makes it easier.
That would make things much easier. I have decided against going outside.
I'm still not quite sure what Mayweather has to do with this.
I'm still not quite sure as why the hell he's still here. Wasn't fucking Boogie Man going to get a fucking
he
sandwich?
Just said he's not going, nigga, damn.
So he found price. So he was trying to find money for a sandwich that he's not going to go buy now.
Yes, Havoc.
I have decided to save that for funds for Seth's group.
That's only $5. How much is the show?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
Well, with $5, you're fucked.
That's okay. I think this place is usually like 12. I think I can get $7.
Yeah, and then when it turns out to be 30,
then I'm fucked.
Ah, mamma mia.
On a side note, Wiz Khalifa got arrested for marijuana.
Oh, well, that's shocking.
I know, right?
Why the fuck doesn't he have a card?
You
practically buy him.
Because he doesn't have glaucoma?
Practically buy him now.
Well, he did get released on a $300 bond, so, I mean, wasn't really a big deal, I guess.
No.
On a good note, my fucking PS3 is weird as all hell.
Why is that a good note?
I tried to fucking pair my fucking Bluetooth to my iPod, to my PS3, and somehow I ended up pairing my fucking iPod to my PS3. So now they're linked together.
So you can play video games on your iPod?
I don't know.
No, I think you can play music on his PS3.
It doesn't even want to work properly. So I have to go to fucking Apple or fucking GameStop or somewhere and find what the fuck's going on and how the hell this happened.
How the fuck
I don't understand
did this
what's
happen?
Good about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because my iPod's not a Bluetooth plugging item. So why the fuck is it paired to my PS3?
It is now.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's why I want to find out what the fuck happened.
Dude, iPods have had Bluetooth for, well, wait, is it an iPod Touch, or is it one of the other ones?
iPod, but the fact that it was paired with my PS3 makes it weird.
Well, an iPod Touch has Bluetooth.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of the world. I'm loving it.
Sorry.
And what the fuck he's singing?
Man, he was humming the McDonald's theme, I swear.
You're singing Wizard of Oz.
Bum,
he's humming the fucking McDonald's thing.
I'm loving it. I don't know what the fuck that was.
What the fuck?
well, at least we're all in agreement with that one.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, so how much are the tickets?
Yeah, my phone, apparently you guys have the ability to stop all internet connection through my phone with your phone call.
Who the fuck are you, then? Oracle in the Matrix?
Probably.
Just the Red Pill or the Blue Pill or the Red Pill?
Or are you Mr. Smith, whoever the fuck runs the Matrix?
Mr. Anderson.
I could have sworn Andrew just said you went the Red Bull or the Blue Bull.
That's what I thought he said.
I believe he was talking about the pills.
Yeah, but it's not like he was saying Red Bull and...
Well, Havoc obviously took the wrong thing when he was in that situation.
Yeah, I chose the Red Bull.
He chose the Red Bull, and then he was like, bitch, there ain't even a Red Bull.
Oh, man, there is a Naruto.
Like, bitch, you don't get wings.
Yo, I'll be right back. I need to fucking find these ticket prices. This phone call is, like, stopping me from connecting to the internet.
Well, excuse us for getting in your way.
That's all right. I forgive you. I forgive you.
Yes.
Please Holy forgive fuck. Me.
Huh?
Holy fuck.
Huh?
What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know. But apparently an Asian transvestite.
What about an Asian transvestite?
Apparently I had an Asian transvestite on my page the entire time and I never knew it.
Why do you always have transvestites on your fucking page?
I have no idea, man.
It's like the second one now.
Because I don't know, like, I saw a birthday for someone named Ian Quinto and they had a fucking picture of a chick. Turns out the chick is actually him in cosplay.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Sorry, this dude is fucked up.
Fucked up.
No, correction. Quote unquote from Joey Styles. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
That's what they need on NXT, Joey.
Yeah, I mean, they should probably get rid of fucking Michael Cornbrand back fucking Joey Styles. I mean, at least that dude knew what the hell he was doing. And at least fucking Joey Styles wasn't afraid to hit somebody. Whereas Michael Cole gets hit, he dies. I think he just dies on the ground for like 5 minutes with JBL telling him, get the fuck up, you pansy.
Exactly. Even during the ECW feel back in the day. At least Joey actually can fight.
Exactly. So we should play a track here. What track should we play?
Something long.
He wants something long, apparently.
Something like 13 minutes long.
Or we go 8 minutes long.
The song I know is by X Murder Boys Fresh. That's 10 minutes long.
Oh, I ain't got Fresh on the soundboard by them.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
How about we go with Wasted Part?
I gotta name it, just bump that up real fast. Light it up, drink it up. Whatever it takes for you to get fucked up. Here we go, we got a gang of them. Wasted Part 2. I got Uzo, Gin, Henny, Goose, Ciroc, and Crown Royal up in the vocal booth. Shot after shot, and I'm passing a whiskey flask. Pour the splash on the drop of sobriety. Yo, it's passing. Turns up like volume, banging up in this bitch. Real player, throw your chips, ain't no splitting no bottle shit. Got the cognac, Bravo, Remy and Patron. We all spending the night, ain't nobody making it home. Even a designated driver drunk, you can pass it. I fuck it, we walk to the liquor store to cop another round. You know it ain't no party like a twisted throw down. With liquor and weed everywhere, you know it's finna go down. Wait, yeah. I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup. I'm like, boom shaka, getting high with Chewbacca, beefing with Luke's father cause I smoke a Skywalker, higher than aliens, joy ride the platform, feeling an emotion to the top of my eye, I got high, I've smoking out on a lot of marijuana, and now I feel like I better go out of whoever house that it is that I'm standing inside, I gotta be going out of his mind cause I vomited on his carpet, can't think of how it started, but I smoke myself and taught it, and I do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing regardless. Floating by like a comic, chronic, you know I'm got it, so let everybody know there's a party in my apartment. Wait, yeah. I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up. Wait, yeah. And I'm just going down,
hey,
just
trying
to
smoke out, I'ma never turn down. Talking to the cat. I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait, yeah. And I'm just going down, just trying to smoke out. Indiana, cause I'm Joseph for another drink. Stuttering off stutter home, I don't care what my mother thinks. 99 bottles of beer on the wall, take one down, I'm on the brink. A few in alcohol from out my jaw into the sink. This isn't me, I can't believe I'm doing this. I had a wholesome image, but twisted gon' make me ruin it. I'm new at this, now I'm getting shots like flu season. My reason to soothe demons with my head, I think I'm losing it. My brain's stolen, so lose at me if you find it. Cause I know I'm hella Polish, but I'm drinking like I'm Irish. When I wake up in the morning, I'll be hungover and really broke. I'm seeing crooked, like looking at
Wait, and I'm the joint now, cause we finna smoke out, I'ma never I'm drinking my cup and I'm about to turn up. Get a basket, a green and purple basket. Twisted like a motherfucker smoking on some cabbage. Never had a problem smoking loud. I do this. White boys fucking with me, put them on that bullshit. Tricked out, weed, bring the bad bitch behind her. Putting on for my city, I'm the headliner. This shit costs money, pay for it, don't fuck. Different city every night, and I'm looking for the bug. Wait, damn! I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up. Wait, damn! And I'm just going down,
shoot.
Pussy wetter than a raincoat. She got a deep hole, I got a deep hole. Pussy warmer than a fucking baked potato. We on that evil shit, I'm breaking fucking halo. It's the mafia, twisted bitch, lay low. Wait,
I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait,
and I'm just going down, cause you plan to smoke out.
When I drop it, I rock the pavement. Should somebody should have locked the basement. On the loose, pour another shot of vodka. Take it till I need a new liver. Please, doc, replace it. Live with no rules. Why y'all play it so cool? I'll be streaking down the street like Will Ferrell in old school. Fucking old duels, bitch, my belly is a brewery. Been drinking since before I hit puberty. This ain't new to me, sip until I spit up. Vomit in the tip cup, stumble at the club, mumbling in between my hiccups. So try to understand me, my alcoholic tendencies tend to be causing blackouts like Hurricane Sandy.
I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
To give a dab is terrific. Got me lifted and plastered up. Arrogant bastards. My hair remains specific. My perspective. Fuck you. Buzzkill when I'm wasted. Fuck pacing. I'm chasing every bad memory to erase it. My brain oscillates. I'm concentrating. Jameson with a crown royal reserve. Starting to hear reverb. Pardon me. I'm guarding every girl at the party. Then I'm hardly embarking. So I'm not marching. It's the wrong target. I'm a Martian that's artistic. I'm an arsonist rock star. Double fisted. With a black Irish car bomb in a back bar. Throwing fireballs at you. We hire y'all. Come kick it. We come.
In the bathroom, tripped out on the bedroom. Coke slut sniffed up with a nostril like a vacuum. Naked chicks with tracks on their arms, these heroin hoes. If it bleeds, we could kill it like the line from Predator goes. The way my vocals get these bitches dripping and turned on. They could take their drawers off and water the front horn. Spitting at the po-po, white snow ho. Sniffing flow like the Nate Dogg chorus for most deaf. Oh no, it's a no-go. Galata polo, blow. Wrecking your jaw, blood sport, polo. Weapon of war, I'm an old pro, a grown man. Why I resort to these childish antics? I get these pill-popping parents panicking. Popping a damage, speed up, you begging for the bullet, you bugging. I got you biting the barrel and busting, dipping and diving and ducking, hitting the trigger like a percussion. Put a slug in your gut and slow down. Liquid adrenaline out of the shot glass. You suckers will not last. You fucking with God's trash. Come on.
I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait,
and I'm just going down, cause you plan to smoke out. I'm gonna never turn down.
Wait,
I'm just getting fucked up, got some drink in my cup, and I'm about to turn up.
Wait.
And we're back. And I'm guessing, Boogeyman decided to go get that sandwich after all. He hung up. Ghetto G left us. He'll be back, though. Boogeyman's back, apparently.
Yeah.
So,
well,
how much is
the price of tickets? $20.
Yeah, I think you're better off going with the sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah,
go with
the comida. Been. I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Go with the food.
Oh. I don't know. I think I can get money. I think I can get that much by tomorrow.
If it was me, I'd go with the food.
Exactly. Same with me.
Yeah, but I got pizza right here.
Yeah, it's pizza, but yeah, he wanted a damn sandwich.
I did want a sandwich.
If it was me, I'd say eat the pizza and go back for the food later. It's up to you. It's your money.
There you go. So yeah, $20. Okay. Well, at least I know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't get that many shows here in Danbury.
Yeah.
Well, big shows anyway.
Yeah, we usually have at least one a month. But
man,
that's because I'm in a tourist area.
Oh, heck, you know, that's as funny as hell. A bitch got four chicken flavored Roman noodles on her head. Ain't that some shit?
Huh.
Now I want some ramen noodle, motherfucker.
I love ramen noodles.
Man, I got beef flavor downstairs. I've had that shit for about 2 years now.
Huh. I don't know. Did that shit ever go bad?
I don't know.
Well, beef jerky, I think with all the salt, maybe, no. And with all the ingredients that they got, it won't.
Man, I just wonder if it expires. Oh, apparently it can.
What? Nah, there's too much salt in it for this. Wow, I just got tongue-tied as fuck. Anyway. Yeah, there's too much salt in it for it to actually go bad.
Well, from what I'm reading up, they apparently do expire.
I feel like that's a technicality.
If they check out that loca, she's talking to herself. What the hell? Sorry.
Speak English. Speak Spanish on here. I know. I sure as hell don't. I don't know about Boogeyman here.
What?
Do you speak Spanish?
Do I speak Spanish?
Yes.
Tiny, tiny bit.
Oh, she's... some bastard got me blocked on her account. Ain't that some shit?
I took Spanish 1, and then I got kicked out of school when I was in Spanish 2. So...
Well, I don't know what level Spanish Angel here speaks, but I highly doubt it's 1.
I doubt it's 1. If you could just dumb it down for me, that'd be great.
My fault. I'm just looking at somebody got me blocking my ex on my ex. Yeah, ex-girl. Ain't that some shit? Why the fuck would he block me? Ain't that some shit? I don't even know the bastard.
If you could tune it down to, like, Spanish, like, 1.5, that'd be great.
If you could just tone it down to, you know, just English, that'd be even better.
That would be.
No problemo.
fuck.
Unfortunately, because, you know, we don't have Gil G here to fucking translate. Even then, he probably wouldn't even do it.
Does he speak Spanish?
Yeah, I want my fucking ramen now. All because of fucking Angel there. Damn demon.
Dude, I got a shitload of ramen. If I could send it through the phone, I would.
And I've got ramen downstairs. I got a whole box of it.
Yeah. Dude, ramen is like the greatest thing ever when you're on a budget.
Exactly. I don't blame you. Hell freaking yeah. Especially, I don't eat those during the wintertime, though.
Well, would it wintertime for you still technically be summertime? Because I don't think, unless it gets cold in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Then again, when I'm down there, I only eat... Oh, it's down there, we mostly eat pork. I mean, a whole lot of hell, a lot of pork.
I like
yeah,
pork.
Yeah, that's going to answer my question as to, does it even get cold in fucking Puerto Rico?
Oh, in PR, nah, it's only rains and it's mostly hot.
So then why the hell would you call it winter when it's not even winter for you guys?
The only way you know it was wintertime in Puerto Rico, jellyfish, that's why.
Why don't you just call it jellyfish season then?
Huh?
Why don't you just call it jellyfish season then?
Yeah, that's where they go to migrate.
I know. Why don't you just call it jellyfish season instead of winter?
I don't know. It's crazy over there. They even shoot you for the most craziest shit. Looking at your woman wrong, they shoot you. Look, stealing a chicken, they shoot you.
Oh, dude. Fuck that.
Wait. So if you look at their chicken wrong, they shoot you for that, too?
If you steal their chicken.
Man, from there, Chris, when you said looking at their chicken wrong.
Yeah, it's talking to me, chica.
Fuck, dude. English.
Talking to my girl.
There you go.
Yeah,
chica and Nana is the same thing.
But I say we go to Trek. I say we go to an old school. Best.
These stupid earthlings cannot even get along with each other.
Eminem, huh? You wanna diss us? You wanna diss the Insane Clown Posse and Twisted? Well, here goes a remix from us to you. This is the truth about Slim Anus.
On my butt for a chance to be famous.
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah.
Try Sid, get your butt pumped out like I did.
No.
My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out
which Backstreet Boy I wanna impregnate.
Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a cutie.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a deal, let me up in that booty.
Okay.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else, cause I hung my original self from the top bunk with a belt.
Yep.
Got pissed off and ripped Pamela Lee's tits off.
You don't know how to do Tommy Lee. I'd suck his dick off.
Hi, my anus.
Ooh.
My anus.
What?
My anus.
It gets capped off.
Hi, my anus.
Excuse
my
me.
Anus. My anus.
Every now and then gets plugged up.
Hi, my anus.
Can I have the attention
my
of your ass?
My anus.
Is occasionally winged up.
Hi, my anus.
Ooh.
My anus.
What?
My anus.
Really needs to be filled up.
My English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
I told him to take his pants off, hooked him up, he let me slide. I pinched his ass, he winked at me. He chased me around the desk, I told him come and get me.
Walked in a strip club, had my jacket zipped up. Flashed the bartender,
and I tried to fill his check up.
Extraterrestrial, running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they screaming at me.
Let's just be friends!
99% of my life I was lied to.
I just found out my mom screws more guys than I do.
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper.
She met Violet J, I couldn't believe it when he slapped her.
You know you blew up when the women rush your stands
and try to touch your hands, but I need me a man.
Guy White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support.
Nice ass.
Hi, my name is...
balls and butt cheeks. Anal lube got my ass greasy for weeks. Stick your manhood between my cheeks.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just
drank a pint of semen.
Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived.
Dre's butt's too sexy to hide. Take your pants off, Dre. I don't mind.
Whoops. Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk.
I do any guy that walks.
When I was little, I used to get so hungry I would throw fits.
Sometimes I sit and wish Dr. Dre had a set of tits.
Get behind me, Shady, and grab me by my hips.
If I do that, then I can't kiss you on your lips. By the way, if you see my dad, ask him if he seen my spread in Gay Al's Porno Mag.
Hi, my anus. My anus. My anus.
Get tapped on.
Hi, my anus. My anus. My anus.
It's always getting plugged up.
Hi, my anus. My anus. My anus.
Occasionally rimmed on.
And we're back.
That will always be classic.
Yes, it will.
Hell yeah. Man, what the fuck got in the ghetto? 11?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm looking through my pictures, dude. I've saved some really weird shit.
Okay, be more descriptive about some weird shit. You gotta be more descriptive.
Fuck. I mean, I took a picture of some eggs on toast. I don't remember taking this picture. Fuck.
Do.
Oh, a guy shooting his computer screen. I don't know why that's there. I have a picture of me on my skateboard. I must have taken that one by accident. And a lot of random screenshots that I don't remember taking.
I'm taking a lot of pictures that you don't remember taking.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe you didn't take the pictures then. Maybe you did it in your
sleep. I don't know. That's possible. I just found one with Eminem and Tech N9ne. It's the one that says, I'm not afraid, and then it shows Tech N9ne. And then he's like, never mind.
That's not too weird.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a good picture. I remember this
That's
one.
That's why I'm getting real sick of that virus popping around all over Facebook. No freaking joke.
What?
That one virus, you like, are you mad about Tumblr, about money? Those things are aggravating the hell out of me. Like, hi, are you mad?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
No, random hackers and scammers.
Yeah, I don't fall for that shit.
I'm just getting tired of seeing them. They're getting annoying as hell.
Yeah, like I said, I don't really pay attention to that.
Fuck, I hope I get to go to the show.
Oh, I wish I could, but you know, I ain't coming this way.
Yeah.
See, I want to go to the gathering, but I don't get the Ninero.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the gathering, too, but...
Fuck, man, English.
But De Niro is something that I think everybody understands. That's money.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't know the meaning of De Niro, you're just fucking the world.
Yeah.
What you guys want to hear? Cause I'm gonna go look at my ROM and make sure that shit hasn't expired.
We're taking over with Happy E, D-Lock, and Tech Nine.
D-Lock?
Think it means D-Lo?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
But, Chris Warren takeover was back to Murder Boys and D-Gap.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you got Tech Nine and D-Lo from.
I got mixed with everything we were afraid of. I got mixed with a different song I like.
Well, there we go with takeover.
This is takeover. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I've seen it all my life, man. I cannot stand up. Won't give up the fight. I take over. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. And we don't give a fuck about haters like you. It's my life.
Emo, goddammit.
Yeah, pussy, hey, this a crime, it's a shame. You not a juggalo, you a liar, you so lame. This a family from Detroit to L.A. And we don't give a fuck about
this a takeover, yeah. So get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I've seen it all my life, till I get up, stand up. Won't give up the fight, a takeover.
Oh.
gonna stop. A and B, we got it unlocked. Your head open. And if you got me, meet me in the street. And I'ma go ahead and make your face fold in. I'm hoping that I won't get caught up in your drama. Keeping it calm with marijuana. Smoking with your fucking mama. But I wanna kinda keep it on the low. Because I'm old and legal to smoke in Colorado. For sure. Go ahead and slow your roll. Living it up, this is my life. That's just the way it goes. You know I kill a motherfucker if that's what it takes. To keep my weed and my family safe. Know what I'm saying? I am the low dub killer, wicked sick, phone stuff, sex dealer, always rep the hatchet all day.
Love,
that's how we do it. New world punk rock and murder music, killing it. Hit PEB on the tape of a trip. Oldest and bonesy in the getaway whip. I let my ex pop off like a clip. Cause I don't give a fuck about.
I'm coming to wreck the stereotypical view of what I'm about. I'm coming inside and out, several different hot mouths. Some will probably doubt, my phone is a lot be loud. I'm cold as ice tea as I calculate my body count. What? It's a takeover, I cold crush ya. Secret society killer coming to skull fuck ya. Evil eye on me watching, will never stop nothing. I'm in my grow room medicating and crop cutting. Had to drop something, how about a hater head? Murder for sleeping on me, and then I'll wake the dead.
With my style, I'm underground, wicked wild, wild.
With the West Side 303 monster, suicide bomber, breathing fire on ya, ready to explode, blood all over everything. Act murder boys, motherfucker, and I'll never change. Garcia gang, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, that's hit P.E.D. Gap and the Axe Murder Boys. Now what, motherfucker? Motherfucker, pussy, pussy.
That joint was a bomb. That was like some garage funk, because it wasn't like smooth and sweet like some Parliament Funkadelic, but for some white boys playing funk, it's pretty nice. No, I'm just kidding, because obviously our new drummer, Jeremiah, a.k.a. Trauma, he's not white, but he knows a lot about playing real funk drums. And Mark, that white boy, obviously been studying some Bootsy, so he was throwing it down if you heard some of those bass riffs. And Jackson, well, he looks white, but I hear he's got some Mexican in him. You know, the so-called Mexican, which is really another name for, 100 different tribes of Indians, indigenous people of this continent. Could be Mayan, could be Aztec, could be Toltec. Did I say that right? Anyway, don't get me started, but that was some shit right there.
And we're back.
What up?
Thanks.
So what up with that ramen?
Yeah, they do expire, but mine's still good till next year.
Huh.
Damn it, I want ramen. Damn it.
Well, folks, you were the one who mentioned in the first place.
Then again, what I got, mixed vegetables, I got stuffing vegetables and chicken waiting for me downstairs.
You got what are the waiting for you next year?
I got mixed vegetables with some stuffing with onions and celery and some chicken waiting for me downstairs.
Okay, so it sounds like you have everything but the noodles.
Oh yeah, I do got noodles. I got my carbohydrates. Mac and cheese.
Huh. Well, there you go.
What's up?
See, he's got the mac and cheese. Although, you keep mentioning all this food, and he's going to make us hungry.
Well, he's the one who's mentioning the sandwiches. He mentioned the sandwiches at first.
Yeah, and then pizza.
I would just like to point out that I hate non-menthol cigarettes.
I don't smoke.
Yeah, he's CM Punk's long lost Spanish brother or whatever. He's straight edge.
Something. He's straight edge.
I want to point out I smoke nothing but menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, usually I only smoke menthol too, but my mom came home and was like, "Hey, here. This guy gave me these. This guy I know gave me these." And I was like, "Okay, well, it's free cigarettes."
Yeah. Oh shit, man! Like, if you have like a way to like to roll your own cigarettes, what you gotta do is like buy like the menthol filters.
Yeah.
And just dump out the tobacco from that one, put it in that cigarette, and there you go, you got yourself a menthol cigarette.
That is fucking genius.
And the only reason I know this is because of the fact I used to make my own cigarettes when I didn't have the money to keep buying packs like I did.
Yeah, money's not really an issue for real, usually. Just if it's free, it's free.
Oh, they again, you're in Virginia, and aren't Newport's like what, fucking $4 down there?
Six.
Hey?
I know I don't smoke, but that stuff is not cheap, though. I know that for a fact. That stuff is not cheap. It ain't like back in the day, like when you speed like 25 cents.
Yeah, Newport's are like the most huh?
Yeah, he says they're fucking $6 where he is. Man, come up to New England, like almost $10 up here.
Holy shit.
Excuse me. Wow. Damn.
Which is why I only smoke a certain brand, which is called Rave. They're like $7.
That's still more.
That is better than $10.
This is true.
But the fucking New York City, they're like $20 out that way.
Yeah, something like 12, $13, something like that.
Although there's a little smoke outlet here that I know of that I go to from time to time that sells a pack called Times. Those are only like $6. So if I'm near there, I'll stop there and I'll get my pack from there.
Yeah. Well, I can get, like, a carton at the base, because my dad's military, for, like, $46 even, because there's, like, no tax, nothing like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I just gotta wait on this fucking paycheck.
What the fuck are you humming?
Hard.
Man, didn't we just play that song already?
Yeah.
An hour and a half later, now he's humming it.
Yeah, I hate that fucking everything has to get put on hold when you're broke.
And this is why I'm glad I work. Well, even on vacation, I still get paid.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, I get up in shit, I get like a week paid vacation.
And you gotta watch all the WWE Network you want.
Hell yeah. Fuck it, and shit ends on Tuesday. I go back to work Tuesday. Should be interesting.
Oh, fun. Wait, where do you work?
And I work for a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Called Price Right. I don't know if they have it down in Virginia, but I know they got one up in Washington, D.C.
And I don't think we have them down here.
Yeah, I'm a cart boy. I mean, yeah, it's part time and only like 4 hours. But fuck it, it's a job, it's money. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'm working about 20 hours.
Yeah, that's food on the table. Something better than nothing.
Hell yeah. But
yeah.
You know, we should play a funny track. It's like a minute long, but this shit's funny as all hell. I know for a fact Angel's gonna end up dying from laughter from this shit, but this is Jason Porter with You.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great heartburn. You all set? Ready to go?
Yeah, come on with me now.
I got herpes. I got the clap. What the fuck?
I got herpes. And she's super fast.
No, he said, you can have it back. Now you're super fast.
That's what I thought. I think that's the best part of the whole song is he asked. I think that's the best part of the whole song. Fuck, man.
My bad.
It's not your fault. Go ahead.
So I was going to say, man, fucking, I don't know where he got, I got herpes and she's super fast from. I have no idea where the fuck he got that part from ever, at all.
I don't know.
Got mixed up with a different song. Sorry.
Man, stop mixing up tracks, man. Not good.
Yeah,
it's not good for your health.
This is true. See, I think the best part of that is that he asked the bitch to take it back.
Exactly, bud. Fucking best shit ever.
Yeah. Where'd Ghetto G go?
He has been here for like a bit now, man. He left.
Yeah, I know. Where'd he go?
I have no clue. You can ask him when he comes back.
If he comes back.
No, he'll be back. Yeah, man. Yeah, that track is actually off of Porter's newest album, which actually dropped October of last year, off the album Appetite for Destruction.
What's it called? I missed the first part.
Appetite for Self Destruction.
Oh, for self-destruction.
Yeah, and it features fucking the demon's favorite fucking other stuff on there, Hobson. Also has Lord Infamous.
Okay.
Also features Psycho Jesus, Mastermind, Buckshot. So much more motherfuckers up on that shit.
Yeah.
I thought they said it. Are you serious? I didn't make it about to make. Chocolate de Lays.
God damn it.
English before we feed you the ghetto jeep.
They're going to make chocolate chips, literally. Lay's.
Wait, who's making chocolate chips?
Lay's.
Lay's is making chocolate chips.
Yeah, Lay's. The name brand, yeah, the chips, Lay's, yeah.
Oh, Lay's. I thought you were saying Blaze.
What the fuck?
Seriously, that's what I'm seeing right in front of my computer right now. They're making Lay's. It's making way, they're making chips, literally. Chocolate chips.
That sounds terrible. Or amazing, I'm not sure which.
I don't know.
Wow, this sweet tea is terrible.
So I'm more of a mango type of guy if you're drinking Arizona.
No, Dunkin' Donuts. I think he gave me regular iced tea instead of sweet tea.
Probably.
Terrible, and like this stuff doesn't quench your thirst at all. Like it makes you more thirsty.
Oh, yeah. Tends to do that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't think anybody gets it.
I'm over here. I like homemade tea, or I just drink Arizona. That's just me.
I like Arizona.
I can definitely kill for a watermelon.
Watermelon's good. I like the grape.
I'm all down to that. I should grab the fucking Faygo.
Yeah.
Una Fuego sounds good right about now.
Yeah.
I got like two flavors left, orange and ginger ale.
Yeah.
I say go with the ginger.
I vote orange.
When I get paid Friday, I'm gonna order me another fucking, I'm just gonna order me something off of fucking Fable.com.
Oh, word? I didn't even know you could do that. But yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Or if I decide not to be lazy enough, I could just walk down to the fucking dollar store and give me a fucking rock and ride.
Your dollar stores have rock and ride too?
Yep, Family Dollar. There's a rock and ride and root beer. That's the only two flavors they have. But if you go to
mine too.
If you go to the store
sometimes
here.
They have cherry cola.
Yeah, not here, but I mean, one of the grocery stores up this way, fucking, they sell, like, diet, but they go in, like, four flavors, but shit, Fagel to me. So I usually just grab, root beer, chocolate cream pie, orange, and ginger ale.
Oh, dude, I haven't seen chocolate cream pie out here at all.
Yeah, they only have it in certain places.
Yeah, we have candy apple. That's a good one.
And the only time I ever have candy apples is if I actually order it off of the website.
Yeah.
Same with Dr. Fago.
Dr. Fago's okay.
My question is, why the fuck do they need to make a fucking Fago Gold? It all is a fucking ginger ale flavor. You already have a ginger ale.
Yeah.
I heard they're making a new figure, cotton candy. That's what I heard.
They did make cotton candy.
Technically not new, because they had it before, but they just discontinued it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I'm guessing they decided to bring it back.
Yeah, they should have brought back, I mean, there's a lot of other ones that they should have brought back instead of cotton candy.
It's
think, but nope.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the different moon mists and stuff.
Right, we still have the different moon mists, man. If you go to Fable.com, they've got blue moon mists, moon mists, and... Well, they had red moon mist, but I guess they don't have that one up on there anymore.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, was the red one. I haven't ever seen the blue one down here, except at a show, but...
Yep, and the news feed just keep on coming and coming up, and that... Well, that meme ward is still coming at you.
What the hell did you just say?
I don't know, that's why I said,
What, you only got two comments, Havoc, on your thing? Two comments, says the Mimi War.
Well, luckily for me, I can't see it, because I stopped some fog getting notifications on that shit. But, apparently, even though I can't stand the motherfucker, but Machine Gun Kelly fucking mentioned Fago on one of his tracks.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not a big fan of him.
I like one song by him.
I like absolutely none.
Me, I only like one song, and that's only Wild Boys. Only song.
Nah, I
like none. Can't stand them. Sounds way too played out now.
I know he did a little tribute for Eminem in one of his shows. I know that for a fact.
What?
He did a little tribute for Eminem in one of his shows.
What, did Eminem die or something? What the fuck?
The fuck? Nah, man. The fuck? Man, he really asked if Eminem died. No, he's still alive.
Jesse, he did not have 99 problems.
Now Jay-Z only has two. Fucking Beyonce and her sister.
Wait, Beyonce has a sister?
Yeah.
Huh. Yep.
That shows how much I know.
Yeah, right?
I just don't really pay attention to shit like that. I got more important things to do.
Man. And we lost Angel. He died.
Probably ran out of minutes again.
Yeah, no, Beyonce has a sister named Solange. Or Solange, whatever the fuck her name is. Only reason I listen is because of the fact TMZ showed a fucking video of her beating the shit out of fucking Jay-Z.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I need to see this video.
But I'm sure you can find it up on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure.
But let's see. Here we go, it's a long attack Jay-Z video.
Huh?
I found it.
Oh, okay. That doesn't help me.
Man, just type in Jay-Z attacked by Beyonce's sister on YouTube, you'll find it.
I'll check it out after this. Remember, your calls have the ability to stop my phone from connecting to the internet.
Well, it depends on what kind of phone you got.
Well, I don't know what it is. I got an iPhone, so it's weird. Usually it works. I think it's because my my internet connection's down.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Later on, I'm taking a trip to fucking to the mall. I'm going to either Apple or GameStop, and I want to find out what how the hell my fucking iPod was able to pair with my PS3 and what the hell I can do with it.
Yeah. Wait, so it didn't fuck up your iPod, though, did it?
Nah, man. Like, my iPod works perfectly, but it's just weird because it's never done it before until today.
It's just, like, tethered to your, well, no, tethering isn't the right word, but you get what I'm saying. It's just kind of connected to your PS3. Huh.
What happened? Yeah, I got a Bluetooth for my PS3 that apparently I can use for my iPod as well, but, yeah, man, but, like, apparently, like, when I was trying to pair that to my PS3, it brought up my iPod as well. I was trying to figure out why the fuck it did that for.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'll probably go to Apple and see what I can do with it. If they don't know, I'll just go to fucking GameStop and I'll ask them.
Yeah. Well, were you just like, were you using your thing to search for different devices or?
No, man. Like, I was trying to register the Bluetooth headset I have for my PS.
Yeah, sorry about the damn thing cut off.
Yeah, we noticed your phone died.
Yeah. You ran out of minutes.
Man, he probably did.
He just bought more just for us.
It's satellite.
Okay, so he ran out of satellite.
Oh, there you go.
But I said we go with another track real quick. This is Cut Calhoun, Tech 9. Hit me back.
Who you be, nigga? Strange and belligerent. I'm the definition of stupid, crazy, and ignorant. Cutty is always in the wind. Never know when I'm finna get saucy. Thinking she bossy. I take the pussy and christen it. Passing that nigga christen it. Pretty soon as they in the bitch. Fucking your main little squeeze and won't remember it. Each moment I'm intimate. Freaks moaning. I'm innocent. Scream. They want it in them quick, please. I won't come in a bit. And even white hoes wanna address a brother. Caress a brother. So we just call them kept for lovers. Or kept for brother. I used to slide it out in the day. But I ain't trying to slide it out with some hate. Nigga, you feels me? I know they want some of the clown DNA. So I just tell them in a roundabout way it's gonna kill me. I know they want some of the clown DNA. So I just tell them in a roundabout way it's gonna kill me.
Hit me back. If you're trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. I'ma hit you, bet you won't. Hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't. Hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Don't get
woo,
curious
so
when I be
woo,
taking
so
you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo.
When I got back with the villains, I got this feeling of togetherness. No better click was reppin' harder than Villians. I talked to Scooby the General, he told me trippin' was minimal because they're the hardest in red. I told him, fill me in. He told me Rock Betty and Bob running from Cali from cops to KTM with the red rag and rocks on Scooby Nim. Infected a Midwest blocks, that was 85, now I'm locked on 57, then I got cowards ready to do me in. I'm 34 now, and still it's war, how? Because I rip 5, 6, and 7 for sure, pal. And I don't walk with my niggas, I talk to my niggas, no more, but me and the villains and hostiles, niggas galore. And I'm lost in riches on tour, and I'm offing bitches and whores, and I'm tossing liquors in Florida, niggas in Denver and Florida.
Oh, why? Oh, the Crips and the Bloods had niggas die. So how can you look me in my eye like cuz me, like I ain't smoked the lovely and went to the burial ground and buried niggas who loved me.
That's disrespect, homie. We got respect, only we don't blood your niggas to death when they eject, homie. They put their specs on me, glancing at my wristwatch, like I ain't reduced to Nick off in this spot. Like I ain't got ties to the 5-6 block. Real niggas that'll kill you. Listening to Slipknot. Got us busting out of a red Impala. Niggas better call Africa,
Jesus, then Allah. Cause niggas don't whip you like a human pinata. Holla, I'ma give a nigga necrosis. I'm hopeless when I'm in your focus. Just know this, my psychosis is the dopest. And I'm about to get my niggas back into rap with they straps in they lap. 57 with the gat, hit me back. I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. If you trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Gon' get curious when I be checking you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo. So I get shit back before I hit your back. When I click and clack, nigga, if it's this and that over frickin' crack blood, I can get you back. So woo, woo, so
and
woo.
You can put a bitch on that. I'll boost a few to prove that you're just a batch. Matter of fact, a dude in boosting a killer's cat.
Oops, I mean impostin', envision that. Better let it ride and you can never hit me back, nigga. I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. If you trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. So woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo. Whoops a whoop, whoops a whoop.
And we're back.
What up?
Good. Chilling. Watching
well,
Warriors.
Well, apparently they, huh?
Tell me what?
Apparently they ran out of, tickets. So I can't even go. That fucking sucks.
Well, you still got your $5, you can go eat your sandwich.
Yeah, there you
or
go.
You get yourself some tacos, that works too.
I don't really want a taco.
Yeah, see, but he don't want a taco. Especially from Taco Bell. Man, those things give you the shit.
Yeah, dude,
we're in
Taco
happy
Bell
hour.
Tacos are the shit.
Well, go during happy hour, you get like 5 tacos.
Go to where to who?
Like 5 tacos.
Go during happy hour.
Even then, he's still going to Taco Bell and he's still going to end up getting the shit.
Yeah, that's
no
way.
I don't got that problem. One time I got that problem when I eat chili, homemade chili.
Well, there again, you are Spanish, so you're probably used to it by now.
It's true.
Whereas with me, or even Ghetto G, you know, he's nowhere to be found still. I don't know, man. Taco Bell just gives us the shit. I mean, I don't know if that happens to anybody else. I don't know. Remind me not to eat your chili then. Cause I don't probably fucking spend time in the bathroom any more than I have to.
Yeah.
But all the only thing we I usually put on it is onions. We actually have some bitch small and a lot of chili powder and ground meat.
Oh, there you go. It's probably because of the chili powder.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Tomato sauce.
How the fuck do you even, like, how do you forget you put tomato sauce into it? You just, like,
yeah,
all I put in there is the ground meat, the chili, and then the onions. And he's like, oh, yeah, then I have to put in the fog and tomato sauce. What's going on, Ghetto?
What the hell are we making?
Well, apparently, the demon's making homemade chili.
Oh, yeah? Chili's so good, it'll tear up your asshole.
Nah, man, you can cook a hog's nose in it.
No, motherfucker, this is my own skin.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so and also we got
hot.
Also we got the demon telling us to go to Taco Bell and get tacos.
Yeah, man, I just had some tacos the other day. The Dorito ones is actually pretty good.
The Dorito's local tacos.
Yeah, the chicken ones.
And then
for you.
And then like a fucking minute later, we had the shit.
No, surprisingly, I did not.
Booyah!
I was good. I wasn't on the toilet like booyaka, booyaka.
Fuck.
Oh, that
now, what,
there
was,
you go.
What was that to?
See, we don't know.
What, it was in Soul Plane. That tune.
The what?
Soul Plane.
Soul Plane? That was a funny-ass movie.
Yeah, Justin, there you go, man. You have a choice. Either go and do your job and get a sandwich, or...
God damn,
go
who still won this, man?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, consider back, he just said the tickets all sold out anyways.
Man, it's too late now.
I know, so it's about the tickets and food. That's all we've been talking about, food and the tickets.
Seriously, nothing's changed.
That's food and tickets, that's all.
Damn. I'm glad to see I could leave and come back and still be on the same page.
Yeah.
Well, we got the pizza, then we got the Roman noodles, then we got the chili, we got the hot dogs. Yeah, mostly food.
So is that all the food you're going to be eating today?
For him? For me, I'm just making a fucking burger.
That's it. Nothing else.
Me, I got mixed vegetables, mac and cheese, and chicken, baked chicken, waiting for me downstairs.
There you go.
Now, why is it waiting downstairs for you? Is it?
It's in the microwave.
The hell's it in the microwave for, man? Should put it in the fridge or something.
That's what I'm saying,
man. There's not enough room.
He's like, man, yeah, I also got this other shit in the fridge, man, you know. Shelf to shelf food, man. I can't be putting that in there.
Hey, I'm the type of person like to stack up my food. You get my point of view. You never know. Yes, I'm like one of those preppers. Yeah.
Man, I don't even know what the fuck you're saying. Do you come with subtitles?
Well, we tried having Boogeyman here fucking translate, but he only got past Spanish 1.
Man, I was in Spanish for a couple years. I still don't know what's going on.
See.
Fucking Busta B was in my Spanish class for 2 years.
Well, get him up. Go get him out here to translate for us. What? When he decides to start speaking Spanish.
Man, he ain't gonna know either.
Yeah, true. Then again, Busta B just might fucking hide under his bed.
Well, I really don't see how that's possible. We can't really do that.
Well, don't forget, man. For Busta B, if him talking to Angel, he'd be talking to a foreigner with a backpack.
But he doesn't have a backpack on right now.
Tell me about it, fella.
Well, at least I don't think he does. He's over there rocking a book bag and a snapback.
That he probably is.
With some high top shoes on.
and I got I'm hanging with a clock and I'm hitting it. I'm bumping my head with it. And I'm saving Flavor Flay.
Wait, did you say you could be rocking a mango with a clock on it?
A mango. What? Un mango? ¿Tal en serio?
What was that, Carlito?
Carlito. I missed that bastard, though. No joke. What's your
sign? You just saw him at the Hall of Fame.
Hey,
where's he working at? In Puerto Rico?
Where's he working at? He's working nowhere.
At Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
He's really El Torito.
And he probably
no
is.
El Torito. Say hello to Chiquito El Torito.
Boogeyman, what the hell are you doing over there?
I don't know. I think I'm getting sick.
Because you need to go get a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, man, go get a sandwich and it'll make you all better. Unless you ate some expired ramen.
Does
that
really
expire? Happy.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, shit, like I see those potato chips, huh?
Don't you look at my potato chip like that.
That could probably be it, too. So according to Angel here, they're making chocolate chip fucking potato chips for ladies.
No, they're not making those. That was just a flavor somebody created. That's a possibility.
Yeah, and this is dipped in milk chocolate. They're not actually chocolate potato chips.
Now, if that was really the flavor, that would be fucking gross.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, trust me. One time I was in Columbus. That's for visiting for the fun of it. They made freaking chocolate salsa. This is somebody who made this shit, though.
Sure wasn't just chocolate?
No, it was chocolate filled with salsa.
That's what that sounds like to me.
Like to me. And put it in a bowl and they said it was chocolate salsa.
Yeah, that sounds like fondue to me.
Yeah.
That.
Later.
Either that or fucking or someone had the fucking Hershey squirts and just fucking squirted
it
over
really?
The fucking bowl.
It really?
Oh, God.
That's so fucking nasty, man. Think about next time you're dipping into your fondue.
Yeah. And remember, if you have herpes in the clap, you can't give it back.
Fuck.
Well, maybe you can.
Oh, that's Jason Porter.
I know, I saw the video posted. I actually sat there and watched it.
Yeah, well, they listened to it. We came back. Angel was dying of laughter, and then his phone died.
Then his phone died. Well, how is this phone alive now?
I don't know. Ask him.
I try calling each other, like, the phone is busy. And then I went until the chat on JRR, and then bam, it came back on.
Yeah, you need to realize if you're going into the chat to tell me something, probably not a good idea because I don't always look into the chat sometimes.
Havoc
okay,
doesn't
gotcha.
Look ever.
Maybe like a fucking minute or so after you've called back in and probably put something up in there, that's when I go to check it. But other than that, yeah, you're fucked.
Okay,
gotcha.
Thanks for the heads up.
You're very welcome.
I still want that freaking cake. That shit looks freaking good.
Want to go eat that cake?
No cake for you.
It's a good cake. It's a nice cake. Gotta give it that, though.
It's a nice cake. I just want to sit here and stare at it.
Yeah, because more than likely, that shit's probably gone by now.
I wonder how much they pay for it, though, for that cake. That's what I'm curious.
Oh, we're still talking about that cake.
Yeah, the fucking riddle box.
Man,
cake.
I bet you somebody fucking made it for them. You know what I mean? Like one of them people they know.
Yeah. Why don't you hit them up and ask them?
Yeah, there you go. There's an idea.
Well, I didn't know the lights are blowing up and with all those pictures. Almost 500 likes. No freaking joke.
That's because there's a lot of juggalos.
Wait, hold on.
I know that.
So why are you so surprised? Damn.
Wait, I
can't even get one like on my picture. Damn.
Yeah.
People hate me.
And this is
holy
me.
Shit,
did,
there
did
is almost 500
on?
Likes.
After a sword angel just said, hello, donut.
What the hell's the name of that cartoon they used to be on with that scuba diver dude and the human flesh and shit like that?
I don't remember.
Ashley Now.
Yeah, that thing, man. Every time he's in the bathroom, I'm thinking that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The sticky diary speed the toilet
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Lucky I got a good memory.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
And that's not
that
a good thing.
That used to be my shit. Kablam, that used to be my shit. Kablam. Kablam.
Yeah, it used to be dope when it was on. Should bring it back.
Hell yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't brought it back on the Hub. I'm mad about that.
I don't even watch the Hub, ever.
Well, I know they're bringing back DBZ on Toonami.
Well, I don't care about that.
And they're bringing back Cowboy Bebop.
What?
Cowboy Bebop.
The fuck is that?
It's an anime.
Oh, that's why I don't know or care. That'll do it.
So, Abby, you still haven't seen Clash of the Titans? You still haven't seen it yet?
But are we sure it's called Clash of the Titans, not Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You still haven't seen it?
Oh. It seems like when you call in here after a track, you end up combining tracks together that we have no idea what the fuck it is. It's like,
nah,
what,
I do believe
it?
It's a real movie. I think I saw it on HBO.
I mean, Clash of the Titans, isn't that like fucking...
With the guys and the monsters, yeah.
Yeah, and then Attack on Titan is the anime. Now, if you talk about Clash of the Titans, you know, with the gods and shit like that, that I've seen. Attack on Titan, not yet.
Clash of Titans was a good movie.
Yeah. Until they decided to make it in fucking 3D.
Made it in 3D?
Man, I swear they'd make another one just to put it in fucking 3D.
Huh.
Hopefully Michael Bay don't run through the movie. They're not going to be salty as hell.
What? Who the who? What happened?
As long as Michael Bay don't do it. I'm gonna be mad if you do, because he's already doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's already doing Transformers.
Yeah.
Fucking doing every fucking movie.
I would like to see a remake of Starrcade though.
But apparently they're going to be making another fucking Titans movie.
Huh.
Yeah, they're even making another Terminator, from what I know.
Yeah, no, they probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I know Spandals is going to PG-13, the next one.
Wait, who's going to PG-13?
Expandables.
Yeah, they don't need a third one of that either. I swear, come on. That's like the fact that they're making another fucking Paranormal Activity. Don't need another one. We didn't even need the first one.
I didn't even see the first one.
I'm not into those type of movies.
I saw the third one, and I didn't even like it. I've
heard the Chernobyl Diaries. I've heard the Chernobyl.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking stupid, too. I couldn't even watch the entire movie. Yeah.
Well, yeah, watch the Haunted House, but that's a different subject.
What?
Well, watch the Haunted House, but that's a different that's a horror comedy.
You meet A Haunt with the long lost Wayne's brother. But yeah, no. Goddamn Papa from a strength, man. Who the fuck ever thought it would be a good idea to make pop-up? And we all officially died here, apparently, because everybody got quiet.
I'm here. I'm just thinking, that's all.
Don't get quiet now.
I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself there, Angel.
Yeah, what the fuck you doing, man? Put the fucking knife down.
I don't know. I'm drinking out my crystal skull.
Man,
damn it, I got that song in my head. That's just freaking great. Damn it.
Well, I guess we could play from it, even though nobody's going to hear it, except us. So let's go to Big Hoodoo. There you go.
I'm here.
Sipping out it, it gets me to tripping. First it make me hiccup, then I'm out looking for a family to stick up. Before I do that, I sip up, rip my shirt off. Got bullet wounds, scars and cuts. Running up in the store, they looking at me like I'm fucking nuts. Whipping out my hatchet, I stuck it in the counter and look at the clerk like what's happening. He reached for the telephone, he about to find himself in the back wrapped up in some cellophane. Headbutt him and he fell slow. In the corner screaming cause she knows she gon' be the next to go. Now I should start running, but I'm like, fuck the police, they some bitches, I hope they coming. And I pour another shot, and heed the words of the crystal skull. Bloody or not,
when I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate and walk away. But
that potion, make me wanna guzzle it every time I taste it. Wake up in somebody's car, I don't know the motherfucker driving, and I don't know where the hell we are, but we going real fast. The music is loud and the cop is right behind our ass. Little finger off the window, we accidentally hit a bum. Now it's murder one that we info. I pull one more shot, better make this one a double, cause I know the trouble ain't gon' stop. I got a plan, you dig. The potion would get us out, but the driver gotta take a swig. So he fucking chugged it. His eyes turned red, he looked at me and said,
I fucking love it.
Then we lost all control. The car disappeared, now I'm falling down a rabbit hole. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I get wickedly loose and watch them all fall. I still ain't learned my lesson. I'm about to sip another drip, there ain't no question. I hear voices now saying, bring this back to life. I held it up, looked at it. I felt invincible when it started glowing from my black magic. Big hoodoo speaking. Pour another potion in the skull and keep drinking. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate and walk away. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I get wickedly loose and watch them all fall.
And we're back.
Okay.
Thank you, and that just woke me the hell up.
Well, of course, you're a demon. What do you expect?
Well, man, I'm caliente. Que jodienda. Damn it. Damn, I got the fan on.
You were sure, but speak English. Before the
I'm burning up over here.
Can't you just say that?
Yeah, right?
Damn kids.
Like I said, don't make me feed you the ghetto G.
What?
I don't
usually
more.
Like to eat demons. But if I have to.
And I'm guessing Maurice ended up and must have got a fucking boob job.
I'm sure she already had a boob job.
And I don't remember her boobs being that big.
Well, same thing with Caitlin.
Well, Caitlin already had big boobs. Now they're just bigger.
Yeah, another bigger.
Oh, about time, about freaking time this account started working. About damn time.
You know, for a minute there, I thought he was saying about time that she had bigger boobs, but okay, guess not.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was talking about.
No, he's too wrapped up in the fucking Facebook shit.
No, I'm talking about, I was trying to get my Smooth Smiley account. I couldn't get on it for 2 freaking weeks. Had a freaking error, 504 error for some damn reason.
Yeah, I've never heard of that site.
I never have either, so doesn't matter.
But my page is running very well on it though.
Saying that one, they got the new tech yet on this bitch.
Yeah, my recent pick, a 34D.
Damn.
Sorry. This is why I love.
De estas. Qué bueno, qué bueno, qué bueno.
English, please.
Titties, how good, how good, how good.
Now, why can't you just say that in English the first time?
Sorry, I'm so used to speaking Spanish in my household.
I guess it makes sense.
What? I don't understand English. What? Why are you so out of it? You said you were awake, motherfucker.
I am awake.
Yes.
My internet's
yes,
working
yes.
again.
I got that count back about fucking time. I waited 2 damn weeks. I hate to file the internet. Damn. Technical
Excuse me,
support.
Sir, but you have you tried summoning the Dragon Sword?
I need so much shit now. Wow.
Man, I wish somebody would say that. Man, if I worked for that company, man, doing shit like that, I'd say it.
Excuse me, sir, but can you please eat your phone a little bit quieter?
What? I dropped it.
You talking about me or him?
The person gnawing away at the telephone.
I mean, unless that's also you, they're a demon. I mean, I wouldn't put it past you. You're a demon after all.
I can't help it. I'm Latino. I can't help it.
I can't help it. He never speaks English. He can't help it.
He always eats his phone. He can't help it.
But that's Boogeyman.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Where the fuck is Barbara?
Sorry. Huh?
Where the fuck is Barbara?
Bar.
For Night of the Living Dead.
Barbara.
Great. Now you got him singing fucking Beach Boys.
Run, bitch, run.
What the hell were you thinking?
One, two, Freddy's coming for you.
I mean, I sure as hell ain't running if it's Jessica Negri.
Yeah, I ain't gonna run from... If it's Coca, I won't run. Don't have no freaking lie.
Say Coca?
Coco.
Coco?
Yeah, Coco.
Like Ice-T's wife?
Yeah.
Who the hell was talking about her?
Yeah, we're talking about females at the moment.
Oh. I was just saying, because you were talking about Freddy, and she was just dressed up like Freddy.
And 400 on JST singles page. Yep, and I got almost 200 requests coming in. Don't mind me. I'm talking to myself.
I got it figured.
Well, stop talking to yourself. That's not good for you.
Yeah, it's not really healthy.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just might end up in, as a fucking roommate with fucking Samuel Shaw.
Urgh.
no time to hulk up.
Crazy thing, that was my nickname, though, back in high school.
The Hulk?
Seriously, yeah.
Do you turn green?
No, the way I'm built.
You're big like the Hulk?
Yeah, how I'm built. I'm husky.
Well.
What's it? That's my, yeah, that's my nickname. Shoot, they used to call me Weasel.
Weasel? So you
Weasel,
squeal
on yeah.
people. You snitch on people.
Actually,
Weasel?
No. But I'm short. That's the reason why they call me Weasel.
So you're a short Hulk?
Yeah, I'm a husky son, bitch. Yeah.
So you're more like a fat Yoda.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now he's going Asian.
The fuck?
We don't know. Don't worry. He just goes Asian for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's all over the place.
He always is. First he sounds like a fucking redneck. Then he sounds like an Asian. Then he wants cake. Then ramen.
Wait, what does that have to do with
anything? The ramen? Nuh-uh, don't blame the ramen on me. Blame it on the sub,
saying,
the sub. Blame the subs. Blame the subs.
are you saying, like, other people don't eat those foods? Just him?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, man. And then apparently he's a weasel and a Hulk and a fucking...
And a fat Yoda.
I'm just saying, man. He said he was short, man. You know, and you know the Hulk isn't short.
I guess.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I wish I was Yoda.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Fucking, you know, have like Jedi powers.
Yeah.
Luke, I am your father.
Motherfucker, that's Darth Vader. That's not Yoda.
You must use the Force, you must.
Crazy he is.
And you know, and let me correct myself. That's an Asian Darth Vader.
Sure.
So he'll do like the kung fu choke instead.
Probably.
Some shit like that.
I don't know, but I mean, shit. Maybe in the new Star Wars, maybe fucking Danny Trejo will fucking make an appearance as Machete.
Yeah, that would be cool.
In the new Star Wars.
Hopefully, they got some good aliens, though. Something new.
Well, they're probably going to ruin it.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
What's next? And I bet they're going to have the governor on the Star Wars next.
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking about making a 7th one for. They should have just left it alone.
They should have left it alone after the first three.
But that's true.
Not bad for Deadpool dressed up. Damn.
I mean, come on, let's face it. Fucking Princess Leia is too old and looks way too ugly now to be.
Yeah, she's too old now.
Fucking Luke Skywalker will probably break a fucking hip.
Yeah, pretty much. Same thing with Harrison Ford.
Exactly. Chewbacca's gonna be covered in all fucking gray hair.
Yeah. I mean, he is out of the suit.
Man, I hate to talk about out of the suit. I'm talking about the entire suit will probably be fucking gray hair.
I got it, Avik.
R2-D2's gonna be rusted. Same with C-3PO.
Yeah, right. They'll never rust.
Are they gonna make a new puppet mask? I'm curious about that.
They better not. That's a classic. They need to leave that alone.
They already made like 3 or 4 of them already.
So,
may as well make another one. All they do is make old movies.
Yeah.
Or at least make another remake of Demonic Toys.
And then you leave that alone, too. That's a good movie. Leave it alone before I stab them. Oh,
is
great.
Home dead? I'm curious about that.
Who dead?
Full Moon Entertainment.
I don't know.
Who the hell is that?
I mean, I haven't heard anything about the fucking company lately.
I know, they're all selling and crap. I know you can find their shit on Redbox, but still.
I don't even know
don't
what
kill
we're talking
George.
About.
I don't know Killjoy's still around.
Oh, he's talking about Full Moon Pictures.
Ah.
That doesn't help.
They're the ones who did, like, Puppet Master, the Monitor,
Killjoy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh,
what else? Doll Man. Yeah, stuff like that.
Ah.
But, well, Gil, at least they'll have a Weasley in Star Wars.
They'll have a what?
A Weasley. You know,
a
like.
Weasley.
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
Fucking, like Harry Potter and shit like that.
Harry Potter? What?
Harry
yeah,
Potter?
Man, got,
nah.
Yeah, man, they're gonna have like something that was put up on the Harry Potter in the new Star Wars.
That's fucking gay.
That is pretty fucking gay.
That's definitely gay.
See, he knows.
Yeah.
I don't even like Harry Potter anymore. The only one I like is Sorcerer's Stone. I only like the original.
You shouldn't like any woman
smoking right now.
Yeah, that would be Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Oh. No wonder he's so fucking tired.
Hell, I better see Lords of the Rings.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings, they're going to have Gollum in fucking Star Wars 2.
What? How the hell does he fit in Star Wars?
What the hell is that sound?
That is a long.
Have you never heard a bong before in your life?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's right. He's CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, no, the dude that played Gollum in fucking Lord of the Rings is going to be a part of Star Wars. Interesting.
Hmm.
Man, he's going to be that same character in it, too. Watch.
He just might.
He's going to get sliced in half by a lightsaber.
My precious!
My head!
And then next is I'll start with running through the fucking set with head.
Really?
really?
What does everybody want?
Hey.
What does everybody need?
Hey.
Why the fuck is... Okay, I don't think they had any sound effects for it when they only did that.
Yeah, they added the bong sound effects in there.
Well, that and plus the fucking sound that he's making over there.
Oh, I don't know what the hell he's on.
He's out of his mind like usual.
Yeah, you just gotta keep it going.
Apparently. But. And then also, and then they're gonna have a bunch of motherfuckers that nobody knows. Damn it, Donnie Menace. Stop inviting me to shit.
Ay, yay.
Damn it, Alpha. Get back to the scrapyard.
Yeah, really.
I'm wondering if they're going to bring back Alpha, though. I wonder.
Don't know. But, Donnie Menace. Stop inviting me to fucking events in Vegas. I am nowhere near Vegas, so I have no way of going.
You can make it.
Yeah, I'll make it all right. 5 years from now. It's such a fact, you know, the show is on the 28th.
Which is fucking Wednesday.
So yeah, I definitely won't make it.
You still got time. You can get there.
Sure. But why?
Yeah.
You want some Red Bull?
Jump on your magic carpet and head out there.
Really?
Could take you to a whole new world.
Yeah, well, talking,
it's,
you know,
it's imagination.
How about that, man? Apparently there's a new fucking movie in the works called Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong.
What? That's terrible.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what to say about that. Wow. However, he put myself in the demonic toys again.
How does a gingerbread man fight an evil bong?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
How about it's Chucky versus Leprechaun?
That would be rather boring.
Yeah.
Not if you knew the original kid from the Child's Play series. Just to change it up a bit.
Chucky's just not scary.
Hell nah.
Now with the remake.
All you gotta do is kick him.
It's a damn doll, man.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir, but can you tone your bong down a little bit?
Yeah, can you lower the volume on that?
The bong is strong with this one.
Yeah, it really is, man. I think you need a silent bong.
Dude, I wonder, you think those exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. Is that a water bong? Is that what you're using?
Huh?
I said, are you using a water bong?
I'm not even smoking. What are you talking about?
You're a fucking liar.
Dude, I'm not lying, dude. I was blowing bubbles in my drink.
He's a liar.
Dude, I swear.
Who here thinks he's a liar? Raise your hand.
Andrew's raised.
Ow.
How many fingers am I holding up?
One.
See, he's high.
Three and a half.
Three and a half? Where'd the other half go?
Fuck, where's my lighter? Shit.
See? Where's my lighter?
It's gone with the bong.
But, oh, shit.
Maybe it fell in the bottom of your drink.
Oh, dude, that would suck. I did just find a random cigarette sitting out. That's cool. Found it.
Yay.
Yay. Which was good to hear more bongs.
Have a good excited.
Wow. No. No more bongs.
I'm ready
to kind of cook it in here in a bong. That's just me. It's almost 2 a.m. over here.
O-M-G.
Really? No.
Huh.
Really what?
Oh, no. OMG bullshit. No.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Why the fuck are you stressing out the word yes for, man? I mean, it seriously sounds like he's trying to fucking sound it out.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Man, you remind me of that damn clown off of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
I know I've heard that laugh before.
He probably was that clown.
He probably was.
Every day I'm truffling. I'm definitely stealing that meme.
Wait, what?
Every day I'm truffling. If you don't, you haven't heard that. You don't even know that quote.
Damn Goonies.
Yeah. It is a fucking truffle shuffle, dude.
I mean, even if you didn't know that, I'm sure you could catch the gist off of all the pictures this dude posted earlier.
Probably. Every day I'm stalking.
Hey, you guys.
Man.
Let's find out how old she is.
What?
What? I know, right? What?
Huh?
I said, no. Let's find out how old she is.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Noelle Foley.
What they said. Mick Foley.
Mick Foley?
Noelle Foley, dumbass.
Man, he's checking out fucking Mick Foley's kid.
He's looking good.
Oh, shit.
Man, he will come and fucking rip your face off.
It'd be an honor.
Well, how did he die? Mick Foley killed him.
Hell yeah, bud. Like I said, it would be a fucking honor.
He buried him alive.
Huh, his daughter does look good. Holy shit.
Would you?
How old is she?
She's got to be at least fucking 18, 19.
Man, she ain't that old. She's probably like 16.
Oh, she graduated from high school back in 2012.
Oh, so, let's see. I should have graduated in 2013. She's like 20. Oh, there we go.
She's about
okay,
old as me then.
Who's going to do this math? December 15th, 1993. Yeah, 20.
You're on your own.
I guess it's 20.
Quiero joder bizcocho. Damn it.
Fuck, man, English.
English.
I'm still on the cake.
And
what the fuck am I watching?
Get off of the internet.
Yeah, that too.
It's corrupting your mind.
Yes, it is. I have a feeling we're going to end up seeing Noelle Foley in fucking WWE soon or later. Possibly NXT.
Oh, yeah. Doing what? Not wrestling, that's for sure.
Oh, look. There's a picture for you, Goji.
What picture is that?
She got some Freddy Krueger shit on.
He must have just found Jessica Negri.
Is it the pictures that I already posted?
No.
Oh.
Is she blonde?
She is blonde, but it looks like it was his daughter. Hold on.
Yeah, it looks like whose daughter? Ghetto G's daughter?
No.
What the fuck,
dude? Nah, dude, this is Mick Foley's daughter.
She's dressed as Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, sort of.
sort of.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to send it to you. Hold on.
There you go.
Yeah, and he'll get it about like an hour later.
Probably.
Yeah, so what? Maybe I'll even get it tomorrow.
It's possible.
Well, speaking of pictures, I'm going to send a Gil G. I found a picture of Big Show as Zordon.
Zordon? Oh, I saw that before.
Yeah, but that's fucking...
Is it just
no
his
level.
Head?
Yeah,
all right, I sent it.
The same reason that Sonya posted a thing on my page the other day with the whole, you know, I'm sorry, may contain what? Said, you know, contains peanuts and human flesh.
Oh, bud.
Gitter G went to fuck you and fuck school and fuck friends and fuck love and fuck everything.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he's in a relationship with Gitter G.
Yeah, well, everybody was getting in a relationship every other day with different people. I got in a relationship with somebody that will never leave me.
Yeah, himself.
True shit.
Myself.
Yeah.
True shit.
Oh, that's as funny as hell. Oh, hell no.
What's funny?
Show up. Someone made a picture of Jason pissing off Freddy's hand.
Oh, wow. Something about hand.
Jason Voorhees pissed... son of a bitch. Jason Voorhees pissing on his hand.
Pissing on his hand?
Hand.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Why is he pissing on his own hand?
Yeah, why is he pissing on his hand?
Pissing on Freddy's hand. Freddy's.
Well, when did Freddy come into this?
And why the fuck is his hand getting pissed on?
I guess that's how they fight now.
I guess so, dude. That's the fucking sequel. That's how the shit ends.
Yeah. He's pissing on him, then Freddy's gonna shit on him.
Yep.
And Freddy's just gonna win everything.
Well, yeah, that picture is waiting for you, so.
Well, it's not going anywhere.
You're right, I can't, fuck, I can't delete, oh, I can delete it, huh?
Why are you deleting it?
Want a cookie? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, say that to them girls that send out nude photos.
Yeah.
I'll just delete it and they won't have it no more.
Yeah.
It seems like Noelle Foley is a lesbian, so looks like none of us have a shot.
Damn it. Like we had a shot anyway.
Why is she a lesbian?
Well, let's see. On her Twitter, it says, "Hi, I'm Noelle. I have a slave person with blueberry and pumpkin coffee. My old man is a legend, and I eat pizza sideways. Oh, yeah, and nipples."
Oh, okay.
That makes her a lesbian?
And then, of course, she's also got a picture on her Twitter that says, where it's like a fucking pool full of fucking fake titties. Says, careful, the water is a bit nipply today. And then she responds with, that's a pool I want to swim in.
No, well, she just has an obsession with nipples. You know, are you saying we don't have nipples?
It might not be the nipples that she wants.
She still likes nipples.
Oh, as long as they're not, she probably doesn't want hairy nipples, though.
Well,
fuck.
We can shave our nipples.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That could work.
And then even then, she says she's a lesbian, and then it's over.
This thing's going to cut us off in, like, 2 minutes.
Well, thank you, Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Well,
that's tomorrow. Peace.
Bye.